From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Steve Milton.
It's Tuesday, April 30th, and where did that month go? This is Tie Cats Today, and I'm Steve Milton. It's CFL Draft Day, and appropriately, I'm joined by offensive lineman Dayton Black, who was the Tiger Cats' first choice, sixth overall in last year's draft. We'll talk about what it felt like to get drafted by the Tiger Cats on that day. We'll talk about his surprise to not even be on the practice roster last year, but go directly to the active roster and start a game. And thirdly, we'll talk about a very terrifying incident he had just a couple of years before being drafted, when he almost, or I shouldn't say almost, but could have lost his leg to amputation because of a serious bacterial infection. Hey, welcome, Dayton. So a year ago at this time of day, at this very time of day, you were a University of Saskatchewan Husky, and as a native of Brandon, Manitoba, a lifelong Blue Bombers fan. Then a few hours later, the draft happens, and it was instant Husky wee-wee. What do you remember about last year's draft day?
Yeah, it was a wild time for sure. Like you said, I was a Bombers fan my whole life growing up. You know, I bled blue for 23 years or so, and that day was pretty wild, you know. Waking up, just trying to keep normal, and it was pretty, a lot of emotions going on, you know, you're nervous, you know, I've been working for this my whole life, you know, so is this going to be my chance and whatnot, so yeah, just tons of emotions going on, and luckily I was able to spend it with my entire family and a bunch of my friends and a bunch of guys off the football team as well, so, you know, that made it all so much better, just spending it around and being with people that mean the most to me and that I care about.
What was that like when your name was announced? Did you get a call before? How does it work? Did you get a call right before they announced that they were taking you, or how does that work?
Yeah, so Coach O there and all the staff in the room there, they called me three to four minutes before the announcement was made by Commissioner there. And yeah, it was pretty silent coming up. You know, Hamilton brought me out on that visit there and did some physicals and stuff. So, you know, if I was having a chance in the first round, I thought it was going to be with Hamilton. So when that pick came around, you know, it was pretty nerve-wracking in the room, just hoping to hear or get that phone call. And yeah, hearing Coach O's voice through that phone and saying, hey, man, we're going to take you here and stuff. It's a pretty surreal moment, you know, feeling that, like, all that hard work over countless years actually coming true and stuff.
Okay, I'm going to remind our viewers and our listeners here, Dayton, that the Ticats used a pick that they obtained in a swap of draft positions with Calgary for the rights to negotiate with Bo Levi Mitchell, who's now your quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, a lot of that kind of thing goes on during and just before draft day. You were the second offensive lineman taken in last year's draft behind Dante Bull, I think, who went number one overall. And despite playing only one full season at your what was eventually your final U Sports position, which was left tackle. You can probably give us some insight into what everyone who's projected to be in the first round is feeling right now. What is today like for them? Like, I would assume that most people, there's probably about 15 people that think they have a shot at first round or maybe maybe more. I don't know. What's it like for them right now?
Yeah, you know, obviously, I think it's the same for everyone, no matter whoever's in the draft, I would say, right? Because you never know for sure if you're actually going to go in that first round or not, right? So, you know, there's just a lot of, you don't know, right? You really have no idea. Like, teams can change last minute. You know, you think you have good interviews with certain teams, and then their picks are passed, right? So there's just a lot of not knowing, you know, I'd say you're nervous. But me, I was excited, right? Because it was something new. And you know, this is what I, like I said earlier, that I've worked for my whole life. So just having the chance to play, if I was drafted first round, seventh round, or not at all, you know, all I wanted was an opportunity. And luckily enough, Hamilton decided to use that first round pick on me. So, yeah, I was more than ecstatic.
Is there pressure when you're a first rounder and the first one, the first pick of that, of a specific team? Is there pressure there?
Yeah, you know, like, honestly, I try not to think about that kind of stuff too much. You know, like I said to a lot of people after I was drafted the first round, I was like, you know, it's still like I'm going to go to Hamilton. You know, it's the CFL, it's pros now, but it's still just playing football, right? It's the game you played when you're 8, 10 years old. So, you know, I always try to think back to that and how, you know, there is obviously pressure, right? You know, you want to come and perform, make a team and impress the coaches so you can play. But still, I just think, you know, I'm just playing football now. And now, luckily enough, this is my job. So I just get to do it every day.
You going to pay attention tonight's draft?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be watching that.
Just to see who your teammates will be or see if there's competition for you.
Both, you know, yeah. I'm excited to see who we take, and I'm excited to see if there will be competition, and also I'm excited for a bunch of my guys that are my old teammates on the Husky who are eligible for the draft this year, so I'm excited for them as well.
Where are you going to watch it?
At home here with my parents.
With your
Brandon.
Parents, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, earlier I mentioned that you were a left tackle, but you started at Saskatchewan, University of Saskatchewan, as a defensive lineman. Then, if I remember correctly, you redshirted as a sophomore at your coach's suggestion, so to learn how to play offensive line.
Yeah.
And before that, in high school, you were a league record-setting quarterback, and you also played defense. Now, position changes aren't uncommon in moving into the pros. A good example, your teammate Chris Van Zyl from last year, one of the great offensive tackles ever, was a defensive line star at Mac. Now, you had to start at right guard last year and dress for 17 games as a backup to what? I think three or four positions and played special teams. Now, how do you see this year for you? Are you a tackle? Are you a guard? Or are you a quarterback?
I'm not a quarterback anymore, that's for sure. You know, I made that switch.
What if they do a guard eligible or something?
Hey, well,
or,
you know, I'm ready. Whatever Coach Milanovic has, I'm ready to do it. But, yeah, you know, I'm just going to make the team again and hopefully win a starting position. And wherever coaches see fit, I'm ready to adapt to that role and play. If it's guard, center, tackle, sixth man for them, I'm shooting for a starting spot like I think everyone is, right? That's why we play and stuff.
Right.
So. But wherever there's fit for me, I'm ready to do my job.
You're speaking to us today from Saskatoon, where you're, I'm assuming, just finishing your off-season workouts and ready to come to camp. But there's a big difference in what's required body-wise between – now, I realize you probably won't go to center, but you have to be able to play it if you're the sixth man. But the body types, but maybe weight – and size and you can't do anything but your height, but in terms of girth and those kinds of very different at tackle and center and even guard, right? So how do you work that out? Who are you coming in as? Like
Yeah, you know, I've always, my whole life, I've always been an athlete. I like to say I grew up playing every sport I could. So having that background and just my athleticism, I believe I have, I'm able to transition seamlessly between each position, and I feel comfortable at my weight and height that I can play any position that's needed.
Remind us of that weight and height again, please.
Right now I'm 6'6", weighing in around 310.
Whoa. If I stand close to you, I'm not seeing the sun, am I? one of the reasons you played only 1 year at left tackle in U Sports is that three summers ago, you had a close call with a very bad bacterial infection, which could have cost you your leg. I think they even spoke of that at one point, that they might have to amputate below the knee. I'm not sure too many Tiger fans are aware of that story. Can you give us the details of that, if you don't mind, unless it's too painful to recall?
Yeah, no, for sure. It was, you know, I just got an infection in my leg. I don't know. I really noticed that. Couldn't really walk. We were out of my uncle's farm. We were building a garage for him, doing all the concrete and stuff. And yeah, nothing wrong. You know, a couple of days go by, and then just the one day I woke up, you know, knee was swollen, couldn't really walk on it. And, you know, being stubborn, you know, I didn't obviously want to go in because we were still working and stuff. And mom, you know, as mom should, you know, she makes me go in, and we rush in and see my family doctor. They do a couple tests and whatnot, and they still don't know much, and they don't tell me much. So they rush me just to the emergency center here in Brandon. And yeah, so, and then the specialist comes in and she does more tests. They take samples out of my knee and stuff and give me some pain meds because I couldn't walk and it was throbbing. And then, Yeah, next thing you know, I'm rushed to surgery within an hour of being in that hospital. And yeah, I wake up, whatever it was after, a few hours later, and wake up and my legs all bandaged up, sitting in the recovery room. And yeah, doctors come in and say, we found some big infection. It was eating away at your knee and tissue and ligaments and stuff. And luckily enough, you came in early enough that we were able to perform surgery, clean it out, remove all the infection. And yeah, so, and then, yeah, that same time, they're like, a couple days later, you know, there might not have been enough left in your knee to keep, so there's a chance of amputation. But yeah, they were able to get in there early enough. And yeah, luckily enough, they saved my knee. And yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was stuck in the hospital there, like recovering, because I was on heavy antibiotics and stuff for 14 days or so. I lost like 30 pounds or so sitting in that hospital. So that was pretty good. It definitely kicked my butt there for sure. But I had a great group of doctors and nurses that took care of me throughout those couple weeks in the hospital, and my rehab team after. Yeah, luckily enough, I was able to return to football seamlessly, full walk. There's now, I have no problems with it. And yeah, luckily enough, I was still able to get drafted.
Well, I've got Mother's Day coming up. I guess, you know, I'm sure you thank your mom every day for essentially saving your leg, I think, in hindsight. So when we spoke last year, just moments after you were drafted, you were prepared, and I think actually expecting, if I remember correctly, our conversation, to return to Saskatchewan for another year of university ball seasoning. It was a veteran line that you were trying to break into, even as a backup, but that's not the way it turned out. You were in uniform 18 times last year and got a start, as I mentioned, in Montreal at guard, backed up all, as you mentioned, four positions there. Looking back, were you a little surprised that you made the run? No, you didn't have to go on the practice roster necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I do believe in myself, and I always thought I could make a team my first year out of university. But coming to the draft, obviously, we had a couple shoulder issues with my shoulder. We had some problems there, right? So there was a lot of uncertainty if I was going to need surgery or not, and if I was going to be able to play that full season, or if we would go back to school and rehab it there. So yeah, we didn't obviously know a lot going in, right, what training camp would be like. But yeah, you know, Claire and all the athletic therapists with the Ticats, you know, they really worked with me, and the coaches were very understanding, giving me the time to be prepared for the season, obviously, right? So, and then just making it through training camp. And yeah, they all said it looked good, and they're happy with how it was, and they said I was cleared to play. And yeah, we never looked back after that. And we just, yeah, it was nice to be able to actually make the active roster and not just practice and stuff. So I was more than grateful for that and everything they've done for me.
And maybe 5-6 weeks later, you end up starting your first game in the CFL. Must have been a moment.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. You know, you never think that those days are going to happen, and it's a dream I've always had. So being able to actually fulfill that and start a game in the CFL, it was pretty amazing. You know, didn't really get a take it all in during the season, because it's a lot different than university, right? Playing 18 to 20 games compared to 8 games in university, right? So, but now looking back on it, yeah, it was an amazing feeling, and just I'm proud of myself to be able to do that and say I've played.
And finally, Dayton, by tomorrow morning, the new cohort of national draftees will be known. Now, some likely will be picks for down the road, as happened in this morning's global draft, when both picks are guys that are probably future type players, and that's probably going to happen in the national draft as well. But for those that are drafted by the Ticats and who will report to training camp for the first time, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, you know, just be prepared. You know, you're going to work now, and like, this is a full-time job, so we do nothing but football, and you know, it's not university anymore. We're playing against grown men and guys that have played in this league for 8 to 15 years, right? It's a lot different than playing the 18 to 20-year-olds that everyone's used to in university and high school. So Yeah, you know, just enjoy it, have fun, and take the day in, but be prepared to work.
Thanks, Dayton, and we'll see you at McMaster in a week and a half. And thank you, everybody, for spending this time with the Ticats Audio Network. Join us again for our next episode, and make particular note to tune in on Thursday for a special guest. This is Ticats Today, and I'm Steve Milton.
This has been Ticats Today with Steve Milton. Catch it on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.